I think what we've seen too often is political reactions. I heard a comment after the first set of the two gun bills passed is we had to do something. Well, it doesn't do any good to do something if those actions don't actually solve the problem or even a step towards solving the problem. We can't stay locked in our old positions. We got to be logical about we also have to watch a slippery slope. You know, we just saw Deerfield ban guns 2 days ago, and that came out of one of these bills, their right to do that, tied to the bump stock bill. So we have to use common sense, but we also have to protect rights. School safety, and what are we doing about how you call them soft targets and hard targets? Too often they're soft targets. We've got to harden those as targets for people that are interested in doing some damage. Second thing is mental health, and what's the story behind the individual that is a killer. Third thing that he's doing, and I think this is very logical, is it will be working with neighboring states so that we can come up with a compact that will be agreed upon by all states so that we're able to control things that are happening at least around us. The governor added state police last year, and what he will do is a structure of how you send state police and when you have targeted crime areas that you can solve problems there. Now, the problem is if you go and you target an area, if you don't also deal with the environment, there's a problem. So the fifth area that he's dealing with is how do we have economic revitalization, which is something that's critical for all of us in our state, how we can have a high employment level. The final area is with regard to repeat gun offenders and how we can get a better handle on folks that could offer a greater damage down the road. One of the problems with some of the bills that passed is they're Illinois bills, and the good guys don't break laws, and the bad guys drive across the state border to buy guns elsewhere. I was in Quad Cities. You don't need an FOID card in Davenport, but you do in Moline and Rock Island. So that's what can happen in those circumstances.